Halacha Vav, Rav Zayin Amid Beis. Beit Shammai Matirim Etatzarot Lachim Ubeit Hillel Osrim. Therefore, if they got Chalitza, Beit Shammai says that's a real Chalitza, because that Tzar was Chayevet, and therefore she's Psula Min Hakuna. Beit Hillel says, Bechlal, not a Chalitza, she's Kash Lakuna. Nityabmu, Beit Shammai says, no, very good, she did her mitzvah. Beit Hillel says, no, no, I mean, she married now an Isser, so she's now not able to marry a Kohen ever again, because since she wasn't allowed to have this Be'ila, so now she became a Zayna. A Zayna is also to a Kohen, sorry. Now, nonetheless,
she would have had
Yibur.
She's kosher for Yibur.
Then she's fine, but she wasn't kosher. She's a Tzoras Erba. If she became a widow, she'd only be able to come and go. Yeah. Nonetheless, Alpha Pishelu Poslim Velo Machirin, Lo Nimna U Beit Shammai, Milisana Shimi Beit Hillel, Volo Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, and indeed, Kola Taharot Vatmeot, Shayu Elo Metaharin Ve Elo Metamin, nonetheless, Lo Nimna U Osim Taharot, to borrow Kalim Elo Al Gabi Elo. Rabbi Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Nahoroi says, what's the svar of Beit Shammai? Tamon de Beit Shammai, that a Tzoras Erva requires Yibum, says, Lot Ye'esh Tamet HaChutza Le'izai. Mashma, that there's an external woman, not as closely related to him. So the Chitzona, the one who is not an Erva to the Yavam, Lot Ye'esh Le'izai, but Michlal, that there is a Pnimit, who is an Erba to the Yavam, and she cannot be Le'izah. Atya, the Beit Shammai, said, what are we saying? That the Beit Shammai is following basically the Shita of the Kutim, Ke'elen Kutaya, that the Kutaya are Meyabim Eta Arusot. They go ahead and are Meyabim, a woman who was Nit'armala, Dafka Mina Erisin, Umotziin et hanesuot. Where did they get that crazy idea from? That a woman whose husband died after she was already married to him completely, so she had gone to the chuppah, consummated the marriage. So then there's no chiyuv. But if her husband died before she was married, then before she went to the chuppah, then there is a chiyuv. Where did they get that from? They darshan chutza chitzona, lo tia eshet amet hachutza, the one who wasn't yet taken by him, le'izza. So in other words, an arusa wasn't yet taken, should not go out to an izar, she goes to the yom. But the pnimit, she is not mityabemet. And then if that's true, as the Gemara, should the correct use is so, then ma, Mekaimim Kutaya Uben Emo. According to the Kutim, it's very curious that she had a son, I mean, when she was never married to him and never consummated the marriage. What's the Ben Emo? I didn't understand. I mean, obviously Ben Emo, because they never got married. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Duromaya, Kame Rabbi Yossi, Ben Emo min hanisua chitzona. Means he had another wife, and it has to be from her. Ben in la, meaning the other woman who is the properly married wife, who wouldn't have fallen to Yibum. If he doesn't have a wife from the Nisua, then Hachitzona loti aleizar. Doesn't mean Uben in la lachitzona loti aleizar. Ben in la from somebody. Ben Achitzona loti aleizar. That's how they read it. Well, Marleis, Rabbi Yosef, says to Rabbi Yaakov, as a little shtach, oh, of course, I wouldn't want to think, lo yechastenucha, which is a lush of cherpa, by the way, again, it's shuas, chesed is cherpa, right? Lo yechastenucha kutoy, I mean, you wouldn't want to kiss him, to be cheshed you, that mekayim drasheim, would you? It looks to me like you're trying to explain them very well. Don't you think you should be more careful? Tell the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, numeti v'sofrei kutim. I spoke to their chief hancho over there, of their chachamim, these kutim. You know, Migaram lachem letot. You know why you made a mistake and I don't understand this pasuk? That you understood chitzonah means arusa, not a nesura. Because you don't know how to read properly. You don't darshan like Reb Nechemya. If you've been talmidim, somebody knows what's going on. Because Reb Nechemya points out, Tani b'shem Reb Nechemya, kol davar shetzorich lamed mitzvilato v'lo nitano, nitano hei besofo. Wherever the Torah would want to have a lamed at the beginning, and you didn't use the lamed, lachutz, it turned it into a chitzonah. You think it's an adjective, you idiots. An adjective? Eshet hamet achitzonah, you think is what it means. It means eshet hamet el hachutz, achutza. So you thought it said, hey, it's going bad. That's what you would say, the adjective. Eshet hamet hayafa. You're saying, ha-chutza. The Eshet HaMetu is the chutza one. That's because you don't know how to read. If it would have said, lo-tia Eshet HaMetu la-chutz, you would have said, it means the Eshet HaMetu with high blood pressure. La-chutz. Of course not. So therefore, you don't know how to read. You're going, la-chutz, chutza. Le-sa'ir, sadly says, ada shiravoy al-adoni, se'ira, meaning le-sa'ir. That doesn't mean... Until, what does it think it means? Until I turn into a female sawyer? You think that's what it means? It makes about as much sense. La Sukkot. Sukkosa. Yaakov da Sukkosa. So that's the same thing. Masiv and the Rebbe Nechemia, they ask Akasha, Rebbe Nechemia, so how does he understand the pasuk? Yeshuvu Rishayim Lishaola. Aha! There you have a hey at the end with the lamed at the beginning. I thought the whole point of the hey at the end was to take the place of the lamed at the beginning, right? So then how come it says sha'ola? Should have just said sha'ola, not lisha'ola. Amaravu barzavni, I'll tell you. That's l'diyuti atachtona shal sha'ola. So you can get to hell just on level number one. That's lisha'ola. But once you get there, you got to keep going down the elevator. So that's the hey. You press the lower level to get you off. And l'sha'ola, meaning you keep going down. That's the pshat. L'sha'ola, then you keep going l'sha'ola. Tani, in the Tosefta, it says like this. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's a terrible thing. I mean, we've got a matzav in Klal Yisrael. We have to be mitakeh. Because, I mean, it comes out, we can't be, at the way things are now, we're not Yetzir Kol HaDeis. I mean, Im L'Kayem Divrei Beit Shammai. So then you're going to do what Beit Shammai said, to go be miyabeh. You end up with a mamzer, leave it at Beit Seol, because you were over on Yetzir Koris. And you're going to be Mekayem Divrei Beit Seol. You're going to be, basically, Avlad Mamzer LeBeit Shammai. Because in the history of Vamalashuk, Beit Shammai holds Rabbi Akiva, that there's a mamzer from Chai Ve'lam. So, I mean, this is a crazy situation. That no matter what you do, you're doomed if you do, you're doomed if you don't. I mean, you're going to end up either creating mamzer, a little bit of Beit Shammai, a little bit of Beit Hillel. I say there's a way out of this problem. Bov and itaken, we should make a takona that all tzorot can only be chotzot v'lo mityamot. And that way you'll be Yotzil Kol HaDeis. And what's the big deal? So you'll give Chalitza Alib the Beit Hillel. According to Beit Shammai, the Chalitza certainly helps. The only thing will be that the Beit Shammai is going to suffer through a Chalitza, not the end of the world to suffer through a
then
Chalitza.
What's free with Chalitza that you give
him? There's no problem. I'll leave it to anybody. Tani, and it says, Lo yispiku la'atkinat shenitrafa sha'ah. Terrible things were going on. They didn't have a chance to make this takana before the Romans came and so on. That the Bezdin was mevutal. Well, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you know, he told Reb Yochanan ben Nuri, he said, I understand your eitzer. In Cain, what are we going to do? According to Beit Hillel, the tzaraos didn't need chalitza. So for the past 20 generations, we've been paskim, we should go and get married. So now it turns out that all of a sudden Besdin says, oh no, they shouldn't get married. So in other words, Besdin agrees that Beit Shammai was actually right all along. You needed to have chalitza. Who's going to marry into those families now? Well, now all of a sudden they become mamzerim, pegumim. What are we going to do? Well, I'm Reb Elazar. Even though Lameisa, they argue about whether tzoros are potter from the yibum. Modima yu Beit Shammai is moda that if a nevama l'shuk gets married without chalitza, that there's no mamzer, or she'ena vlad mamzer. She'ein mamzer ela mi'ishashi asura la v'isur erva v'chayavim alea karet. They don't hold that yesh yamamzer mechavi lavi. Yevama l'shuk is only lo tiyed, it's a lav, where does it say in this occurrence? So the vlad's not a mamzer. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar disagrees with what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said before. What are we going to do? No matter how you look at it, we're creating mamzerim. It's not true. We're not creating mamzerim. Because even if we would go ahead and they went and they did chalitza, it's not the end of the world. Even Beit Shammai would be made that without chalitza, didn't do chalitza. Without chalitza, it's not mamzerut. This is all part of the bride. All of these mamzerim are in the same Tosefta we began quoting. On Rabbi Tarfon, the Brisa continues. And Rabbi Tarfon was from the Talmidim of Beit Shammai. See, he says, halavai, to Elani, I'm telling you, I desire a tzoras habas that should fall now to my bezdin, and I would go and asiyah lekuhuna. I would go and marry her off to the kuhuna like Beisil, even though I'm Talmid Beit Shammai. That she's not skukala yibam, she doesn't need chalitza, there's no pagam to the kuhuna, and therefore I disagree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that there's no inyan that she should be choletza, that would make her be asur lakuna. I want to be matir lakuna. Shalom is Rabbi Yoshua, again, continues the brisa. The neid sarot mahin, sarot that went aliva to Beit Hillel without chalitza, what is the din of their children? Marlehem, Hare Aten Machlisim et Roshi, Ben Shnei Harim Agvoim. But you want to get me shot over here? I'm supposed to tell you whether they're kosher or not. That's all I need. You stick my head between Divrei Beit Shammai and Divrei Beit Hillel. Bishvil Shiyaritzu et Mochi. You're trying to get my head now stuck between the grindstones over here. It's a Tosefta. It's the same Lashon recording from the Brisa. I'm telling you right now that they went ahead and the Bnei Tzorot, they never got chalitza, and therefore, believe me, if Beit Shammai would have held at their psulim, they never would have made them into Kohanim Gedolim. So, you don't make a Kohen Gadol somebody that such a big portion of Klal Yisrael holds is not a kosher even for a Kohen. It must be that Lamaisa is no problem. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi B'Shem Rabbi Yoshua Ben Levi says, Ma'aseh Shem Nichbos is a Kenim Etzer Reb Doisek and Urkenes B'Sholo Atzoras Abbas Om Lo Atushat Matir B'Tzoras. He ended up saying, is it you that says that a tzara is muteris like Beit Shammai? Oh, Marlon, did you hear dosa ben hurkenes exactly? Shematim dosa ben hurkenes? Oh, Marlon, no, we heard ben hurkenes. Ah, he said ben hurkenes, of course. Yonatan, it's him again. Yonatan achiyavi. That's that little devil. The bechor satan. He goes, but you better watch out. He's Arumimeno. He's got Shalosh Meos, Chuvas, Yeshua, Tsaras, Habats. That's all you need. You're going to bump into him. He's going to slug you up. Then you're going to have no choice. You're going to have to come around to the Shita of Beit Shammai. So Azul the Gabe, they went to attack him. She Shalosh recursively. Redosa. So this is now the inside information. Reb Dosa sent a letter to his brother to warn him that they're coming for him. So much for the little devil, huh? So Shalach the Kosavle. He's a her shechach me Yisrael nichbasim etzach. Watch out. They're coming to attack you. And treat them properly. These are chach me Yisrael. So Alon v'yasuk lo kama. So they come in. So habi mazbir lahon. He's trying to explain to them why Tzoras Habas is muteres. V'lo savrin. They don't understand it. He's so far beyond them. They mamish, they don't understand what he's saying. Nizbar lo'un. He said, listen, let me explain to you patiently and so on. Those are, they don't hear it. Shayan mitnatnem, they started sleeping in the middle of this forest. I didn't know what he was talking about. It's like Richie and Shears. They fall asleep. So he starts shouting at them. Matem is nami. What is with you guys? You're falling asleep? He picks up a bunch of gravel from the forest, starts throwing it at them. Shari Mishti Alayim Tsrori starts throwing pebbles at them to wake them up. It's Mamish, the first Daf Yomi, and it already started with pebbles. V'id Da'amrin, some say that B'chad train Olonu B'tlata Nafkin, they went in one door, and they came running out of three doors. Get me out of here! After he starts praying, get out of here! It's a completely different meaning than it had in the Bavli. So they were so embarrassed from each other, Bechlalu, they just ran out of that. Sholach Amale, so Rabbi Yonatan sends back a letter to his brother, to Rabbi Deisa. He says, what you send me a bunch of chamorim over here? Masha Bachli, you're sending me people, what? They should still be in kindergarten. These are the guys that you're calling Chachmei Yisrael. They're a bunch of idiots. They didn't know what I was talking about. Also the Gabbais. Meanwhile, they come back to Rabbi Dyson. So Amr Lay, no? What do you say now? So they said to him, what do you say now? I mean, is he right? We don't have to answer him. Marlam says he's wrong. Because even though Mitzadasvari is right, but I made it to you, Alamaducha Azot Yoshev Chagaya Navi, Ve'id Shlosha Dvarim. He was made at Tzaras Abbas, his Muteris totally Shistina Sedekuna, and that Beis Hillel is right. Not, I mean, obviously there was no Beis Hillel in those days, but the Shita Beis Hillel is correct. Al Amad V'moav, Shein Ma'asir Ma'asir Oni, who she is. Valgeri Tadmor, Shem Sherm Lavobekal, we're not Feshish that they're Mamzerim because of Avde Shlomo, or those that were the Shiva Amamim, whatever the case was. Omar, Rabbi Doisa, said to them, that Talon Shnei Enai, the Nechim Elachachmi Yisrael, I would like you, please, lift my eyes up, that I should be able to see. And we saw that he had difficulty seeing. So, difficulty seeing, whatever this means, either they had lenses for him that he could see, or that he had his eyes, he had long lashes, like by Rabbi Yochanan. He says, lift them up that I could see. I want to be able to see them. So, Ross, Rabbi Yeshua, he sees Rabbi Yeshua, and he says, that's mi yored deya, mi yavin shmua, mulei mechalav, atikei mishadayim. Zocher ani, I remember this kid when he was nursing. Shahita imo molechet harisatel bet hakneset b'shvashi bat kozel medivrei Torah. She used to bring him when he was an infant to spend the day in the Beis HaMedrash so he should be surrounded by divrei Torah. That's the pshat mi yored deya gemulei michalav. His mother took him away though she was nursing him. She forced him to stay in there in order that he should stick with divrei Torah. And then he sees Rabbi Akiva. The Koro Alav Kfirim Rosh of Ra'evu Midosh Hashem Lo Yatsu Chol Toiv. There he was, Nebach, he had nothing. He was an Amoritz, he was an Ani. In the end, he became a Talmud Chacham and a multimillionaire. That's the Pshat. It says, Kishen Kfirim, when they were Kfirim, they were little cubs. So they were Ra'evu, and they were Rosh of Batoiv. Ra'evu, literally, they didn't have anything to eat. But now they're Dorsha Hashem. Look at this, they have Torah, they have Asia, they have everything. Makiro ani, I know about this guy, he's an Adam Gibor Batero. Then he saw Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Nara Yisi Gamzakanti, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. 18 years old, and when he became the Nasi. So he says, Nara Yisi Gamzakanti, that's the Pshat. It's a completely different take. And then, he's a Gamze Kante. Makiro Anishu Dora Siri Le Ezra. He is a 10th generation from Ezra, and I made it to you that he looks exactly like Ezra. And it's Ruach HaKodesh. V'domen v'inoye dami l'didei. He looks, his eyes look the same as Ezra. This is Reb Dosa. Reb Dosa ben Hurkanes says, this boy's eyes, he's 10th generation, he looks like Ezra.
He says it
about Reb Elazar ben Azariah.
And he said, now he can become the kind of person of Reb Elazar ben
Azariah. Reb Elazar ben Azariah.
Because
he became old. He was a boy and now he became old. He was the same person who was now. Omer Rabbi Chanina the Tziporim. Rabbi Tarfon was also there. And you're not telling us what he said about Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, he said, Korah, love God, is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He was also, Rabbi Tarfon also was a great, great, great grandson of Ezra. And also looked like him. And he said the same thing about him. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're onto the sugya over here. This is the sugya that we had before in Daf Tezayin. We're doing Yerushalmi. And we're mekabel gerim from the Karduyim and the Tardunim, because we're saying that there's no chashash of mamzeris over there. It wasn't that there was a problem of Avdei Shlomo or Goy that was Bar Bas Yisrael, and there's no chashash of mamzerut. Rabbi Avu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Masne, Amra came shigeri tadmor kesherim. He brings a riot that Geri Tadmor are kosher from the Mishnah in Nida. Taman Tanina Kolak Tamima Baimi Rekem Taurim. But any ketem now, a beggar that has a ketem on it, that comes from Rekem, is considered to be Tahor because they didn't make a Gezerah on the Ketamim of Goyim, even though they made them Zavim and so on, but they weren't Gezer on Ketamim. So now, if Lamaisa, these would have been Goyim, so that they were born, in other words, from Abde Shlomo or from these others, then Yisraelim from Goyim, so then the Ketamim would have been no good. Mamzerim, still the Ketamim would have been trained. Since we're not Gezer on the Ketamim, they're obviously Goyim, they're not Jewish. If they're Goyim, we can go ahead and be Mekabel them as Gerim. Apparently we're going. We don't have to be worried now that they were actually Jewish. That's our only chashash. What do we care about being Mekabel Gerim? We won't even be worried about being Mekabel Gerim if they're Avi L'Gerim. Then it's worse than if they're Mamzerim. So then we're going to be Matid and Lakol if we're going to end up being Mekabel. So apparently if the Ksamim are Taharim, there's no chashash if they're going. Exactly as we learned in the Bavli. Now, Hagere Tadmor Kesherim. So you see from there that there's no chashash over here of goyim. They're really non-Jewish, and if you accept them, then you're accepting them as pure Jews. They're gay. Rabbi Yaakov says the following, the Shmuata, which says that it's not like that. Rabbi Chanina, he quoted like this. He said, from Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chad Machshir, one of them was Machshir, the Vlad, of an Eved and an Akum, Abba Bas Yisrael, V'chad, and the other one is Mekabel as Gerim. So now, Man de Machshir Mekabel, someone who is Machshir, an Eved, an Akum, Abba Bas Yisrael, should be Mekabel Gerim Onimshach. If they're Goyim, so then you can certainly be Mekabel Gerim. If they're Jewish, not considered to be Mamzerim, and anyway, so the Vlad would be Kosher. So what are you doing wrong in making them Gerim? Manda Mekabel, but the one who is only being Mekabel, that's because he holds that they are not the children of these Jewish women, but he would not have been Machshir if they were. That's what it said. Not saying, no, they're not complete opposites. The Manda Mekabel is saying, I don't care. So if I'm saying I'm Machshir, I don't care, I'll be Mekabel at Mamanoshah. But if I'm saying I'm only going to be Mekabel, that means in a case that I would know for a fact that this was a Jewish mother who was impregnated by an Eved or a Goy, then I wouldn't have, because Lo Machshir, I would hold that it's a Vlad Mamzer. I can be Mekabel for Geris Mamzer. It would be ridiculous. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Bon, Shem Reb Nachman by Yaakov, and he says that this, the correct Gersa is, because this Gemara actually appears in the Bavli and Kedusha, correct Gersa is, Bovel Leyuchasin. When we talk about the fact in Kedushin that Ezra was Matayar Bovel and moved all the ones that are not Kosher Yuchasin out, the definition of Bovel being Kosher Leyuchasin is only up to Nahar Zaruk. Now, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Bon Omar, that there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Chad Omar Ad Nahar Zaruk is considered to be Bovel for Yuchasin. The Charona Omar Ad Nahar Wanai. That no, it's actually Bovel is the area between the two rivers. Right? That's the Mesopotamia. So it's the middle of the two rivers between the Fidekel and the Prat. And that's considered to be Bovel. But the Machlokas is now from the edge of the Fidekel onwards. How far does Bovel extend? So one says it extends until the Zaruk River. One says it extends until the Wanai River. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bein HaNe'arot Kegola LeYuchasin. The area in between the two rivers, the Chidekel and the Pras, is 100%. That's the Gola. That's what we call Bava, and that's Kosher LeYuchasin. Rabbi Chanina Broka B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Bnei Meisha, the children that come from the city Meisha in Bavel, lo chashulu elam shum sefik chalalut. You must have heard that they're psulim in Meisha. The psulim in Meisha are owned not because of mamzerut. It's only a psul kahuna. And the chash over there was that they married chalol, created chalolim, but not because of mamzerus. It's because kohanim, the kohanim that lived in Meisha, lo ikpidu ala grushot, and they would marry women that were grushas. Because of that, the kohanim you can't accept for the kuhuna, and they're considered to be chalalim. And indeed, in Bavel, they always change the name of Meisha to Mitzah, because it's like the dead town. Right? In other words, you should know they're all no good. They're all half dead, meaning they're mamzerim. So they said that they're not just simply the kuhuna. So they called Meisha dead. They called Madai, they called Chole, because they have over there a lot of bad situations. I mean, you have a road. Most Cholim may survive, but they're still pretty sick. The same thing you're saying. Most of them are kosher, but they got a lot of Cholim, the sick people that are mixed in there. And they called Elam and Gavchai Gosisot. Over there they said they're on their deathbeds already, meaning that over there Rubam Rov Gosim Lamisa. That means Rov Artaka Psula. Now there's a place in Bavel which is absolutely clear for your Yichus. You could be Yisemech on it. And that's the Hevel Yama. The Hevel Yama is Tachlinta de Bavel. That's like the ultimate clean. That's like the Tchelet, we call Tchelet is the considered to be the Mufchar among the colors. This is the Tchelet of Bavel. So when we said that Ezra HaKohen was Matayar Bavel, the Hevel Yama, the area along the borders of the rivers, is absolutely clean. Shinuya, the Gemara says, Shinuya, Avanya, Gavachia, Tsutsaria, Tachlita the Hevel Yama. And the cities, the above cities, are absolutely the best families that lived all along the Nahar Pat and the Nahar Chidekel. Those cities are the finest families without any chashash of yichus whatsoever. Now, we learned before, this is the expanded Lashon in the Braisa, that even though Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel had a machlokas b'tzareis, whether it's Zoras Erbas or Misyabenetz, and they have a machlokas later on in the third parak about ba'achayot, where over there somebody married achot zkukato, so Beit Hillel says yotzi, Beit Shammai holds yikayim, and they argued about a get yashan, that somebody could use a get that he had written before a time that he had been midyached again with his wife, and over there were cheshesh that he retook her, basically, and was mischaret on this get. Nonetheless, Beit Shammai holds it's not a problem. Beit Hillel is, you need another get, because we're chashish for another kedushin. And Safek Eshet Ish, even though there's a machlokas about whether you do, you could do miyun by an arusa, Beit Hillel holds even in a sua. That's called a Safek Eshet Ish, because if she will end up doing miyun, it'll turn out that her current status as an Eshet Ish is not there. Her suffocation is meaning minarabana. Because every kitana and even a gedolah who hasn't now been remekudesh al dait kedushin rabana deraised is called a suffocation ish, because at any point she might walk out. And when she walks out, so then she annuls the marriage now retroactively. So the question is, she married? Isn't she married? So there we have a machlokas at what point you can assume that she's only married to Rabbanu between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And they have a machlokas about a Mekadosh B'Shabbakrut, according to Beit Shammai, it's not an Eshet Ish, because he holds you need a Shabbat dinner. Beit Hillel holds a Shabbakrut, that creates this mamash a machlokas and an Isser Eshet Ish, yeah. These are serious issues. And in Megarish, it's Aisha, Velani Mar Bapundaki, we actually delivered a get, and now he had a little liaison with her in a hotel, according to Beit Hillel. We're chayshishin for a new kedushin. According to Beit Shammai, we're not chayshishin for kedushin. And according to Beit Shammai, Aisham et kadeshet b'dinar b'shava dinar only. Still, lo nimnu Beit Shammai milisan Hashem Beit Hillel, lo timo Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. Even though they held mamish that some of the women in the other family were pashut, I mean the children were mamzerim, the women are neshet ish, God only knows. Nonetheless, they were not chayish to marry a woman from the other's shita.
Not these ones. They had,
yeah. But anybody else. Because of Ayemet, Vashalom Ayavu. And there weren't chayshish that they would be allowed to take a woman that was shita someone else. Huh? Mamzerut minataim. I'm really asking because of Emes Vashalom. So because of that, we're going to go and marry a mamzer. How could that be? Echavida. That's a chayah. That, I mean, each one of them could end up being in a matzav of marrying a mamzer. Say, kiddush harish v'shavakruta. Take a look at that. Guy gives kiddushin to a woman v'shavakruta. Beit Shammai says, some kiddushes. Goes there now, from the kiddushes to another one, v'shavah b'dina. So now, according to Beit Shammai, she's mikudeshes l'sheni, and if she would remain with her first husband, then v'ad mamzer min harishim, right? According to Beit Hillel, it's the opposite. I'll die to Beit Hillel because that's Risha. Vlad is bombs him in our shame. It's not as if we could just sort of compromise, you know. It's either or. Somebody's got Mamzer. According to Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel's got the Mamzer. According to Beit Hillel, Beit Shammai's got the Mamzer. And you're saying, yeah, but I mean, we wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean, understand. This is not a matter for compromise. Says with Yaakov Aracha. The shame, Rav Yochanan, that actually Beit Shammai never did their shita lemais. Beit Shammai Beit Hillel lechumrah. They were no good chumrah like Beit Hillel. So lemeila, they were machmer to be mekadesh b'dina. But somebody was first mekudeshes to another guy with a pruta. So obviously they would aser her on the next guy, and they would be mechayev. One of them would have to give a gift. I mean, there's no way that they would be saying that it's not a kedushin to have mamzerim alim to Beit Hillel. It never happened that there should actually be mamzerim. Wait, so then, okay, that works only one direction. So me'ata Beit Hillel, I understand, can go be nosu noshri Beit Shammai. I'm telling you this, Beit Shammai, they were no iglochumna. But, I mean, that's because Beit Shammai in a modimah. That's because in the end, you're saying Beit Shammai came around, I was made a lochumna l'shita Beit Hillel. But, should say, but, Beit Shammai lo yisun Hashem Beit Hillel. But they, on the other hand, Beit Hillel, who definitely did do la halacha what they held, which meant that they created mamzerim, because if another guy came along and went with Mekadosh and Isha, the dinner after she was Mekadosh to someone else, but Pruta, Beit Hillel would have left them out of town. So that means that they would be now, I'll leave it to Beit Shammai, the children would be mamzerim. So how can Beit Shammai marry into the family of Beit Hillel? I mean, what about the other cases of of a Yevama over here, where he's married to Sarasabas, and this creates one Zeris. I mean, all of this can only work in one direction. So how could Beit Shammai now take Nashimi Beit Hillel? So Bilav Hashem Rabbi Yochanan says, Elu ve'elu ka'alacha yosim. They, in fact, actually, it's not the pshat that Beit Shammai was only mach. Beit Shammai passed the halacha to Beit Hillel, even the kula. So, you know, halacha, you understand? You're telling me that Beit Shammai basically agreed with Beit Hillel, even the kula. So then, does that make sense? B'dot ha'nina, it's added for the Mishnah Mikvos. Shoruch ulan Beit Shammai upotchu. The story of Shokas Yehu. We brought in that they went, that they had it broken open because they didn't hold that a mikveh is kosher kishvaferes hanod for Ashoka. They held you had to have rolls in the wall of the mikveh.
Right.
So they sent people around to break open Shokas Yehu. You're telling me because they were not like Beit Hillel. Come on. From what Achiv Chotet Rubo, because they held you had to have most of Shokas Yehu, the wall broken. So I'd explain that. Apparently they were Noyeg, Kishitas and Bachomra. Omrib Yesper, be born. No. Achilo bom, Maisa Itzabesilo, are you Beit Shammai no Gimbo? In other words, if the Maisa wouldn't come in front of Beit Hillel, so Beit Shammai would Noyeg, Kishitas. But the moment that Beit Hillel were Pesach, Mishabah Maisa Itzabesilo, and it came out of Sak Halacha. One thing to have a theoretical discussion. But once they came in, they saw Paskin Vamaisa Lakula. So then Beit Shammai were Noyeg to Beit Hillel. Omer Rav Amori Yeus. You're absolutely right, Rabbi Yosef Ribon. Or Rabbi Bon. Because Matanina says in the Braisa that Beit Shammai were Metame, the Tarais that were done on Shokas Yehu before. So, what does it say over there? Timu ta'arot l'mafreya. It was timu. There's anything that had been done before. What's that before? Before the shayla had come in front of Beit Hillel. So there they passed. Lo mikan al haba. They would not say that somebody who had been mitayr his tyrus in Shokas Yehu before they broke the wall, but after Beit Hillel was mitayr, doesn't say that they were Metame from that point on. They were only Metame. The early ones who would never ask the Shaila. They said, well, you didn't ask the Shaila. Until now, it was Tame. The moment the Shaila was asked to Beis Hillel, Chas v'Shalom, they were making it stop. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon Omar, that Rav and Shmuel argue. We're almost finished. Chad Amar, Elo ve'elo ka'alocha, he says, that Beit Shammai was also Noyeg. Lamaisa, like Beit Hillel. L'chadamer, no. Elu kiel katan, elu kiel katan. The other man, the Yama holds that osu Beit Shammai kushitatam, they were machmir, in which case, mam zeirut binatayim. Okay, so if you hold that Beit Shammai were nogu kushitatam, so then we end up with the problem that we said earlier, that you've got real mam zeirut. According to Beit Shammai, the children of Beit Hillel are mam zeirut. And you're telling me that they were Noyeg Atamatoch, you're telling me that for Shalom Ve'emet, they were Mekabel to do, I understand. It doesn't make any sense. How can you compromise on something which is an Issa D'oraisa and Amzei root? Answers the Gemara, Meridika answered, Mamish, completely the opposite of Bava. Hamakom Mishamer, Kodesh Baruch Hu takes care of people. But they never ask somebody who wants to be Noyeg, the Darki Sholem, the Ne'imus, Kodesh Baruch Hu sees to it that he doesn't fall into doing anything that's awesome. Wow. Unbelievable. Never happened that Chas v'Sholem they would have taken a woman that Lishitosom was awesome. Kehara Detanim says that the Man Yomar holds that also Beit Shammai Kedivrayim is clear from the Hemshech of the Brayso and the Tosefta. It says, Kol ha-rotzu la-hachmir al-atzmol lin-ho ke-chumri Beit Shammai u ke-chumri Beit Hillel al-zeh ne'amar ha-ksil b'cheshech al-ho. He's an idiot. I mean, you can't go in two opposite directions. You want to be mahmir. So then, this, of course, the Gemara comes out saying he's talking about what the Chumras is stira min eyobay. Let's say by the question of the okay, the chulyas, right? So if the chulya you want to be machner that it takes only one chulya to make something a treifa, and then you want to be machner and say it takes two chulyas to take off the din of tumas hameis because it's in okay. It's a contradiction. You can't have them. You have to make up your mind. Okay, Divrei. Either you're going to keep.
Otherwise, it's okay?
Yeah. Otherwise, it's okay. There's no steering. It's okay. Hello, okay, Divrei Bechana, Kikulayan the Kamuchamurayan. Okay, Divrei Bechana, Kikulayan the Kamuchamurayan. So, I mean, obviously, there was a minute to go like Bechana. It says, Kikulayan Kamurayan. So, obviously, there's got to be a sheet that holds. That they were also kedivrayim. Otherwise, what's the child say? They themselves weren't going to be naik kechumrayim. So we told me somebody else has a right to be naik. But the tamer actually has his basp. This was only before the basp that says that the halach is kebeisel. So then I write to the achmer kedivrei bechana. The achmer fine. Then we can say it. But mishi has his basp. The yolam halach kebeisel. The chol ogre akal divrei bechana is chayav misa. Somebody then who would be going against the psak of Beit Hillel would be chayav nisa, like we find in the case of Rabbi Tarfon. The Mitzvah Shem explains because it would be like being mekayim machloikas be Yisrael when you see that there was dafka an attempt to stop this machloikas. Anybody who's being machmer is betzim being mekel. We make on something more important than this particular halacha. And when you read Kriyat Shema standing, sitting, that's not as important as two tyrants in Yisrael. So because of that, he says it was your chayav misa. So he brings a raya from the Mishkal HaChasidus. People think they're doing chumras, but their chumras are kulas. They're not chumras. Mm-hmm. So by creating machlokes and so on, they're not doing your chumras, they're chayav misa. So Mishkal Zibasko, oh, halacha divrei beisa. That's the lashon of again of the brisa. The chaloyver al divrei bas al divrei beisa. Oh, chayav misa. Tony indeed says yotzta basko va'amru. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayimim. Aval alacha kebeit Hillel olam. So they were the ones you have to paskin. The Eichlin Yotzes Basco, where exactly did the Basco come out? Terrible that Barnea is not here for the Sion of this parable. Terrible. He's going to break his heart. Closing words are Bibi Bishon Rabbi Eichlin Amar, Beyavne Yotzes Basco! Hadron Lokameshes Reynoshim, Rumaskir, Shmeshur of Barnea, Lesheva, on the Hadron.
How does it deal with that issue?